University strike. We are not machines. Josh Curtis, Northampton Socialist Party. Socialist Party members joined the University and College Union, UCU, strikes outside of the University of Northampton on the 22nd of February, to show solidarity with the Four Fights campaign. A dedicated group of picketers assembled to brave the cold, windy weather and voice their frustrations with the growing casualization of contracts, and the gross overwork of university staff. As one staff member put it on the UCU Northampton branch's blog, "We are not machines who can just keep pumping out work week after week, year after year. With the average week in academia now 50 hours, no wonder referrals to occupational health have risen by 64%. We were told on the picket lines that the previous day's chanting could be heard as far away as Northampton General Hospital." The strikers positioned themselves on the side of the road, outside the university's main gate, in an effort to convince cars to turn around as they entered. Calls for the public to stand for fair pay and against the gender pay gap were successful in turning back a number of cars, showing that some among the British public still go by the old adage, never cross a picket line. But strike suspended. As we go to press, the strike by low-paid hospital workers in the Barts NHS Trust in East London has been suspended, after it forced an offer from management. The Unite members are now considering the offer. More to follow next week. Girls' school strikes continue. Further strike action by workers in the National Education Union at 23 private girls' schools is continuing in a dispute over pensions. Workers at the Girls' Day School Trust walked out from January 3 March. In London on the 23rd of February, strikers at the city schools' hundreds came together to protest at Westminster,